McDonald Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Target Center in Minneapolis. It's Matinee Max Basketball this afternoon on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, courtside at the home of the Timberwolves, as it'll be high school prep basketball non-conference action between the Middle Border and the Western Clover Belt, your McDonald Central Max against the Altoona Railroaders. And the spectacle of this, Mark Maloney, is what we have an eye on first, just when you see kind of the eyes go big. Maybe ours too, but also these young men as they get to step onto this floor, the Target Center floor, where the Timberwolves play, where Ant-Man and Steph Curry and so many others will be playing tonight. The boys are going to be able to stay for that game. It's just a neat, neat experience that not all high schoolers get to have. And so, again, we'll get to the game, but first off, appreciate Coach Henricks and Matt Barr with the Timberwolves and so many others that have made this happen today for these two teams.
Yes, I mean, this is, exciting. I mean, you and I have been throughout the state of Wisconsin there at down in Madison and over at Green Bay. But this is almost a step up, I think, you know, getting on this NBA court here and, checking out the Target Center here. This is really awesome. And, yeah, what a great experience for both basketball teams.
McDonald is 3-4 on the season. Their latest game was a road loss at Lady Smith that we had for you on WOGO on December 16th, 58-50. They were supposed to play at Bloomer on Thursday, but of course the snow event canceled that. We'll see if we might be able to pick that up for you later on WOGO. But this Altoona team, real briefly before we get into our interviews with both head coaches, this is an Altoona team that is very talented, and they have some youngsters, some sophomores that really have been standing out. Grayson Becker and Owen Gunnarsson are phenomenal players, and again, the guard play, that's going to be quite a matchup to watch today.
Yes, I mean, we got to see a little sneak peek of Altoona when we were at UW Stout.
Yeah,
playing the games there, and yeah, looks like a very, very talented basketball team, and I think they're doing pretty well, so the Mac boys are going to have their hands full tonight, but very capable of making a very good game out of this.
We're looking forward to it. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Coach Henricks of Altoona. It's the Max and the Railroaders live from the Target Center in Minneapolis on WOGO Sports.
Here's what customers are saying about Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Weir's Gala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Weir's Gala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to weirsgala.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Only the the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Max pregame live from the Target Center in Minneapolis. Non-conference game, Middle Border against the Western Clover Belt. Your McDonald Central Max against the Altoona Railroaders here with head coach Hendricks of Altoona. And coach, for one thing, a neat opportunity for all the kids on both sides to be able to play on an NBA floor today.
Yeah, absolutely. I talked to Adam, Coach Schilling, to get this game on the calendar. I've done this probably five or six times in my coaching career, and just a great opportunity. I work really close with the Timberwolves here, and you know, it's just fun. It's neat for the coaches. It's neat for the players. It's neat for the parents, you know, to come out and do this. So looking forward to the opportunity to play here.
What have you seen from your team so far that you're pleased with? Where would you say here's where we need to build to get where we want to in conference and beyond?
Yeah, you know, we've had some interesting games here to start the year. Duran, you know, kind of stumped us a little bit early in the year, and then I don't know if you saw the end of the Ellsworth game for, you know, back-to-back-to-back game-winning shots by teams, and, you know, Ellsworth came out on top. So it's been kind of an up-and-down road, and then we bounced back against Baldwin on Saturday after that Ellsworth defeat. You know, our guard play has been really good. You know, defensively, we got to find ways to stop teams. So today is going to be a good challenge for us to hold down, you know, the McDonald team.
Coach, what do you see in this McDonald team? Obviously, they've got some experience. They've got a lot of athleticism, and deeper maybe they've been in the past as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they do some nice things. You know, their guards are good. They want to shoot the three, so that's going to be one of our keys today is make sure on this big court we don't give them wide open looks.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for making this happen for everybody, and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
As head coach Hendricks of Altoona, back with Coach Schilling of the Max after this, WOGO's coverage live from the Target Center in Minneapolis.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
For the Sabres, here comes Joux, though. Counters, moves in.
Goal. Nice.
Allison Joux equals the score. What a piece here in the second.
Carson Galvez down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. Hoop and harm for Carson. He'll go to the line for an N1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max pregame live from the Target Center in Minneapolis. It's McDonald and Altoona non-conference action here today on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Here with McDonald head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, for one thing, just a really neat opportunity for the boys today to be able to play on this NBA floor, to see the game tonight. Just one of those things that doesn't always happen in a lot of high schoolers' careers, so something special.
Yeah, I think it's something we've been looking forward to. We get to play a good team also today that's well coached, and it'll be a tough game for us, but it's a long day and a good day, hopefully, for everybody here.
You mentioned a tough team in Altoona. Again, another non-conference test that hopefully will make you better. And I know you told us after that last game against Ladysmith, I mean, there have been some that maybe got away a little bit, and you said, hey, you kind of need some guys to step up because you're a talented, experienced team. What's that like in practice to kind of challenge the guys to do that?
Well, we're trying to make everything competitive, letting them know, you know, if you're playing well, we're going to get you in the games. And just we want people competing for playing time and, you know, certain positions on the team every day in practice. And if we do that, I think that makes us a better team.
When you look at this Altoona team, obviously guard play really jumps out. I mean, they have some high level athletes.
Yeah, they do. They're they got multiple guys that can score from many places on the floor. So it's going to be a good challenge for us, those three guys that they got, and then the rest of their team also just play really well together. And you can tell they know their roles.
And finally, Coach, what's the message to this team? Because obviously going into the holidays and stuff, more of an extended break. You had an unintended break with that snow out of a game as well, too. So how do you help them finish strong here?
I think we, you know, talk about trying to get back to 500 record-wise. You know, we have a home game next week at the end of the week. So if we could somehow get above 500 going into the new year, I think that'd be pretty good considering how tough our schedule's been and just the fact that we haven't played our best ball yet.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Should be a fun day.
Great. Thank you guys for coming over. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling back after this with your play introductions and tip-off live from the Target Center. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Here's what customers are saying about Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wärzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wärzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Welcome back to the Target Center in Minneapolis on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. Time for the starting lineups between McDonald and Altoona. The Railroaders being introduced first. They'll start Owen Gunderson, a pair of talented sophomores, numbers 2 and 3. Gunderson is a 6'1" sophomore guard averaging 21 points per game to lead the team. Grayson Becker, 6'1" sophomore guard, number 3, averaging 17.2 points per game. The 6'1" senior guard, number 4, is Miles Sinnett, 13.5 points per game. Hunter Hibbert at the forward, another senior, 6'2", number 10. And Connor Schmoody, he is a junior guard, number 12, 2.8 points per game to round out the starting lineup for head coach Paul Hendricks. And the Altoona Railroaders out of the Middle Border Conference, they are 2-2 on the season, 1-1 in Middle Border Conference play. On the other side for your McDonald Central Max, they are 3-4 on the season, 1-1 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference early going in conference play. They'll start number 3, Cooper Mittermeier, the 5'11 sharp shooting senior guard averaging 9.9 points per game. That is second on the team. Carson Galvez, number 33, 6'4 forward, a junior averaging 9 points per game. Number 34, Cale Holm, 5'10 guard, a junior, number 34, leads the team at 11.6 points per game. Mason Bussey, 6'5" center, the junior number 44, 2.7 points per game, leads the team in rebounds. And Jordan Sikora rounds out the starting five for McDonald, the 6'4" senior leader, defensive stopper, also averaging 7.3 points per game. And I would say offense may be a very underrated part of Jordan Sikora's game, but when he gets rolling, that really helps this team to get rolling as well, Mark.
Yes, I agree. And again, you know, these guys are going to have to play a really good game against a really good team. But, again, this whole atmosphere just kind of changes the whole dynamics of everything. So
I mean, we've got the Target Center light show going on here. We've got our own Kurt Galvez on the PA.
Yep. And straight across from them, there's no fans behind us. But right directly in front of us, we got all the Altoona fans and the McDonald fans. So it's kind of nice to kind of look out there and see all the support that these kids got.
Altoona in their jet black uniforms with the red stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts, white numerals, red piping. McDonald resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, the new unis, white tops, white bottoms, royal blue numerals and lettering, gold piping, and the blue and white check pattern on the side. Jordan Sikora almost wins the opening tap, but Altoona controls, and they will move right to left here at the Target Center as Cale Holmes steps in front of a pass and knocks it away from Miles Sinet. And McDonald on the attack for the first time here. Going across the Timberwolves logo at midcourt, Cooper Mittermeier to Mason Bussey high on the left. Finds Cale Holmes, thought about pulling the trigger on his first three. Grayson Becker in his way. Cooper Mittermeier, 4-3 left side, off the front of the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Owen Gunderson. He's the leading scorer, 6'1 sophomore. Again, Gunderson and Becker, very talented pair of sophomores for Coach Paul Henricks and the Altoona Railroaders. Of course, these two teams used to be conference opponents. Back in the day, we had a lot of great battles.
Yes.
Miles Sinet to Grayson Becker. They'll swing around the perimeter. Owen Gunderson left wing, checked by Jordan Sikora. Down to the corner, Hunter Hibbard. Hibbard driving into the paint. Kick out right side. Three on the way for Altoona off the back of the rim. No offensive rebound off the Sinet miss. Owen Gunderson has it. Gunderson almost throws it away. Carson Galvez had a paw in the path of that pass for a moment. Back out to Gunderson high on the left.
It's just I think everybody's got to just get the
air ball three from the left corner by Altoona. Again, it's a big court. It's
first
a cavernous
round,
space.
Yep, first round feeling out here.
Right side, right in front of our vantage point here, court level. Jordan Sikora. Sikora up top, working off a screen from Carson Galvez. Picks up his dribble, floats it over into the left corner. That's Cooper Mittermeier. Sikora right side, Cale Holmes. Holmes against Becker. Junior against sophomore. Drops a pass to Sikora. Sikora driving into the lane. Hangs high off the glass and hits for the first basket here in Minneapolis.
Nice shot by Jordan.
2-0 McDonald. Jordan Sikora with the first basket for either team. Good ball movement for Altoona. Trying to answer with a three off the side of the glass. And up and out of bounds on the miss that time from Connor Schmoody.
Got to get them bugs worked out here. Altoona seems a little bit tight.
Again, both of these teams were supposed to play on Thursday, and because of the snowstorm and schools canceled, we're not able to, so a longer time off for both squads. Jordan Sikora driving in hard, finger roll at the layup.
Beautiful screen up front by Mason Bussey.
4-0 McDonald. Sikora has all four of McDonald's points. Cale Holmes in a passing lane knocks it right to Sinet. Sinet drives along the baseline. No for Schmoody. Back to Altoona on the offensive rebound. Quick trigger on a three from Gunderson. Splashed it right wing. And Gunderson finding the range. It's 4-3 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier up top to Carson Galvez. Galvez driving down the right side of the lane here at the home of the Timberwolves. Into the paint. Muscles one up. Count the basket and the foul. And one for Carson Galvez, the junior. 6-3 McDonald. Galvez going to the line. For the old-fashioned three-point play, he's a 62% foul shooter. This is his 22nd attempt on the season. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Carson's free throw is perfect. Give him three, give McDonald seven. They lead by four here against Altoona. Across the logo at midcourt, Grayson Becker has it left side from Gunderson. Doubled back up top, Gunderson throws high post. That's Hibbard. Hibbard pulls up high off the glass. No, Mason Bussey changed that shot. McDonald on the run. Cale Holm couldn't quite handle the pass from Jordan Sikora. Lost it out of bounds into the seats, and actually that one's going to roll quite a long way as Owen Gunderson will have to retrieve it near the visiting locker room. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Right side, Miles Sinnett.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
For the Sabres, here comes Judo. Counters, moves in.
Goal. Nice.
Allison Judo equals the score. What a piece here in the second.
Carson Galvez down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. Hoop and harm for Carson. He'll go to the line for an N1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Back to the action here at the Target Center. We apologize. Something knocked us off the air for a bit, but back in action, we would presume here. It's 7-5, McDonald. Altoona jumper in the lane to tie the game. That's Miles Sinnett with his first point, 7-7. As we continue here with Grant Smiski now at the point for McDonald, the 5'10 senior guard. Sikora pulls up for three straight on, rims in and out. Struggle for the rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Altoona. Again, we were saying the Toyce and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. That was right before we jumped off the air for a moment. So
I think we're still good. So yeah. My keys, Caleb, tonight is going to be, this afternoon, will be, again, just getting the jitters out. You know, and I think the McDonald boys look a little more relaxed than the Altoona boys do, and that's a good thing for McDonald. So I think they just need to stay composed here. Turnovers, it looks like we're handling the ball very well, so take care of the basketball.
Your Toyce and Ford keys to the game, again brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. 7-7 our score, 12:40 to go here first half. McDonald and Altoona. Should be a good battle here all game, we would expect. Sikora up top. Grayson Becker falls to the floor. Pass to Nathan Hazel down low. Hazel a little bit too strong off the glass, but David Anderson goes high with two hands to pull it down and gets knocked to the deck.
Came down hard.
Popped right back up. Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team ready to serve you on County Highway I and Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Connor Gower, 6'2", sophomore, back into the game. Hunter Hibbard checks out. Still 7 apiece, our score, 12:25 to play here in the first half. Cooper Mittermeier up top, right side Jordan Sikora, guarded by Sinnett. Back to Cooper. Mittermeier drops to Nathan Hazel, kick out to Grant Smiski. Left-handed dribble drive into the paint, Grant working the pivot, back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier left wing outside the arc, crosses over, and his man slices between a couple defenders, raked across the arm, and a foul on Ethan Michaels. of Altoona. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Grant Smiske to trigger in the inbounds pass. Finds Nathan Hazel in the left corner. The 6'3 sophomore back to Grant Smiske. Fires for three. Book it. Smiske, the left corner pocket bomb. And McDonald leads by a full possession, 10-7.
I like to see Grant shooting the basketball.
Up top, Miles Sinet. Sinet straight on. Right side feed for Ethan Michaels. The drop into the paint. Connor Gower fights one up, grabs his own rebound, but McDonald took it away, and Sikora steaming down the near side of the court right in front of our vantage point. Sikora picks up his dribble up top, gets it back from Cooper Mittermeier. Jordan Sikora up top to Cooper. Cooper at the NBA three-point line right now. Sikora right wing. Sikora checked by Miles Sinet. Right side feed, Grant Smiske. Smiske leaves for Sikora. Hesitation, good head fake, pulls down at the left block. Jordan Sikora, the senior up top to Nathan Hazel at the foul line. The sophomore Hazel throws it to Cooper Mittermeier, right wing. Back up top, Grant Smiske at that Timberwolves logo. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier ducks between his defender. Nice bounce pass down low to David Anderson, but knocked away by quick hands from Altoona's Ethan Michaels. Now Altoona on the run. Gower up with a left-handed layup. It's good. Connor Gower with two. The McDonald lead is trimmed to one, 10-9. Grayson Becker will check in shortly. Nathan Hazel driving down the right side of the lane. No, David Anderson offensive rebound. Actually, that was stripped, so a shot actually didn't go up. Smiske right wing to Sikora. Sikora drops it down to David Anderson on the right block. Anderson bodying his man up. Bounce pass, left corner, three. McDonald Cooper likes that left corner. Cooper Mittermeier this time. And good to see Cooper going early.
Yes.
13-9. McDonald back up two possessions. Sinet left wing. And Michaels back to Sinet. McDonald playing a 2-3 zone now.
Yep.
Right side is Owen Gunnarsson, Altoona's leading scorer. Drops down to Gower, whistle along the baseline.
Foul on somebody down there.
That foul is going to go against Nathan Hazel of McDonald. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass, 9:58 to go first half, McDonald leading 13-9. Sinet looking to inbound, throws to Grayson Becker, right wing. Becker drops it down to the right post. Ethan Michaels back up to Becker, right wing. Becker shoots it over for Sinet. Back up to Becker up top. Almost walked with it. Left side, Sinet. Ball fake, driving into the lane. Kick out left corner, that's Gower. Gower back out to Sinet. At the foul line, cuts between a couple defenders, pulls up for a 10-foot jumper. No. Rebound batted around. Nathan Hazel had it for a moment. Last touch by Altoona, knocked out of bounds to the max. With 9:33 to play. I will say something interesting about being here and being courtside is we have to crane our necks way up to see the score.
I was looking all over for a score somewhere, but I guess it's on each end up on the top.
Thanks, Kurt. Kurt Galvez, our intrepid PA announcer. We're just going to hope the Timberwolves don't steal him from us. Eli Stepp up top for McDonald. Stepp, the junior, 5'11 guard, averages 4.9 points per game. Plays great defense as well. Carson Galvez, right block extended. Carson into a double team. Grant Smiske, left corner. Smiske driving baseline, pumps, throws back into the left corner for Eli Stepp. Stepp driving into the lane, beautiful jump stop, and he got hammered on his way to the rim, and Eli Stepp will go to the line shooting a pair for McDonald as they lead 13-9 over the Railroaders. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric, they're your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the max. As Eli Stepp hits the rim, but it drops through to give McDonald a 14-9 lead over Altoona. 9:01 to go. Good to have folks from both schools joining us, I do believe.
Yeah.
So hello to Railroaders fans joining us on this McDonald broadcast. Eli Stepp, second free throw, no offensive rebound. Hazel, the sophomore, goes up, has his shot swatted, blocked by the 6'6" Austin Worth. He's a junior for Coach Hendricks. Out of bounds to McDonald. They lead 14-9 with 8:57 to go here first half. Hayes on the left corner, whistle and an offensive foul call to McDonald.
Yeah, that was an illegal screen by Eli.
And Eli step on that one. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Grayson Becker up top, floats it right side for Sinet. Sinet drops down to Worth. Gower, rather. Gower to Michaels. Michaels fights one up. No. Offensive rebound, no, as it's pulled down by McDonald's Galvez. Tipped pass to Grant Smisky. Right side, Eli Stepp. Stepp in the right corner. Up top to Grant. Smisky a bounce to Eli Stepp, right wing, working off a screen from Carson Galvez. Gives it back to Carson, right block. Galvez drives in hard, pumps, count the basket, and the foul, another and one for the McDonald junior, Carson Galvez. 16-9, the max with 8:21 to play here, first half. Owen Gunderson back in for Michaels. On the other side from McDonald, Eli Stepp checks out, Cale Holm back in. Carson Galvez, his second and one opportunity. The junior sitting at 5 points right now. McDonald's lead is 7. The free throw from Galvez is perfect. Give him 6. 17-9 is the lead for the max with 8:20 to go here, first half. High post feed, kick out for Grayson Becker. He elevates for a long jumper. No. Rebound pulled down by Mittermeier to Grant Smisky. Smisky goes behind his back, lost it into the backcourt. I think they're going to say tip. Nope. Over and back.
I don't think so either.
So turnover, McDonald back to the Railroaders. And Owen Gunderson will inbound from right in front of our vantage point here at half court. Gunderson into Sinet, takes it across the T-Wolves logo at midcourt. And now Altoona on the move with under 8 minutes to play here first half. They trail your McDonald max 17-9. Right corner, 4-3, side rim, no. Bounced awkwardly, Carson Galvez pulls down the rebound to Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Carson, finds Jordan Sikora across the timeline. Again, a much longer court than you're used to in high school. Beautiful finger roll layup from Jordan Sikora as he scooted down the left side of the lane and extended. Sikora now with 6, tied for a game high. 19-9, McDonald. First double-digit advantage for either team. Altoona to answer. 3 is good for Sinet. Right wing. Timeout called for. Sinet has 5. 30-second break, and we're back. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Live from Minneapolis, Target Center, home of the Timberwolves, inside of this Western Clover Belt versus Middle Border contest between your McDonald Max and the Altoona Railroaders. Zach Wycheck back in the WOGO studios in Halley. 19-12 is the lead for McDonald. 7:14 to go here, first half. Max with the basketball, moving left to right. Jordan Sikora pulls up in the paint, high off the glass, no. Mason Bussey can't corral the offensive rebound as Gower comes out of there with Altoona looking for Becker, throws it into the stands. And let's see, I think one official may overrule the other and say that pass was tipped out of bounds. So they collaborate, get the call right. And then it will be Railroaders basketball inbounding from the far side.
Hey, we're high-low here.
So, debris on the court. Referees take care of that.
Owen Gunderson will inbound to Sinet near midcourt. Throws left side, Grayson Becker. Becker between his legs. Bounce back up top to Sinet, who just hit that 3 moments ago. To Gunderson in the corner. Gunderson to Grayson Becker. Becker pulls up at the foul line to Sinet. Sinet drops off a no-look bounce pass down low to Hibbert. Hibbert along the right block. Working back to Owen Gunderson. Becker high off the glass. That one rattles in.
That was a tough shot.
6:34 to go, first half. Max lead by 5, 19-14. They were up 10 before A quick 5-0 run from the Railroaders. Left side, Cale Holm. Holm from NBA distance comes up short on the three. Offensive rebound, Jordan Secor knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and neither does Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. They're available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Give them a call, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. Cooper Mittermeier lofts up top to Jordan Secor, finds Carson Galvez left wing. Back up top to Jordan. Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. McDonald leading Altoona 19-14. High-low feed to Mason Bussey. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Bussey. And going to the Railroaders.
Tried to feed it in there. Mason is fighting hard on that post play.
Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Good defense down low.
Yep.
Against Gower of Altoona, McDonald comes out of the pack with a basketball. Jordan Secor, beautiful no-look, bounce pass down low. Mason Bussey up and in for two. A full-speed no-look dime on the bounce from Jordan Secor. And the Max lead back up to seven. Hibbard kicking to the right corner. Sinet has his shot swatted in the right corner. Three-point attempt returned to sender from Cale Holm. Becker, his jumper, no, long rebound, fought for it, and Cooper Mittermeier pushes that to Cale Holm. Holm wide open path to the basket. Layup is good.
Good ball control there. Good fight down here on the defensive end.
I have to say, Grayson Becker was just a half step behind swatting that one off the backboard. That kid can leap out of the gym or the arena. Goodness gracious. 5:12 to go. First half, 23-14, McDonald leading Altoona.
Jordan just picked up a foul there.
Five team fouls on Altoona, four on McDonald. Left side, Grayson Becker. Becker jabbing, throws a pass at the high post that's kicked by McDonald. Either Carson Galvez or Cale Holm got a sneaker on that one. Connor Schmoody is going to check into the game, the junior. He'll step in for Connor Gower. Coach Hendricks told us before the game that he plans to get everybody on his roster on the floor, which, again, just classy move, make sure everybody gets a chance to play. And when you look at this Altoona team as well, they're pretty deep.
Yes.
Right side, Sinet for Gunderson. Gunderson, deep three, front rim, no, going high for the rebound, Sinet. Sinet drives in hard, gets the basket and the foul. Miles Sinet, third leading scorer for Altoona coming into this game at 13.5 per game, but he has seven, looking for eight. Mason Bussey picks up the foul. Grant Smiski and Anderson will check in as Cale Holm and Mason Bussey check out for McDonald. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. No good on the free throw. Carson Galvez with the rebound. So Sinet sits at 7 points, 23-16, 7-point lead for McDonald. Grant Smiski right wing, guarded by the aforementioned Sinet. Smiski up top between the wheels, picks up his dribble. Finds David Anderson. Anderson back to Smiski. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Looking to the post, couldn't find anything there. Jordan Secor. Again, Carson Galvez working hard, posting up. Now he's got it at the right block. Carson turns, faces the basket, scoops out to Jordan Secor for three, right of the circle. Grazes off the side of the rim. David Anderson hustles for the rebound. Back out to Jordan, right wing. Secor up top with 4:12 to play. McDonald still leading 23-16. Finds Carson Galvez. Galvez spinning along the right block, working the pivot foot, throws it away up top. Look out. Here comes Grayson Becker. Becker down the lane, layup and a foul. And just like that, Altoona back within five, could be within four if Becker's able to convert on the end one here. An errant pass turns into two, possibly three. For the Railroaders. Becker, the sophomore, at the line with exactly 4 minutes to play. Free throw is good. Latter part of the first half, 4-point game, 23-19, the Max with the lead here at the Target Center against Altoona. Altoona coming out with heavy pressure and a throwaway by Grant Smiski, the turnover. Becker down low, high off the glass, another end one. It's 23-21. McDonald could be a slim 1-point advantage now after Grayson Becker goes to the line trying to convert two 3-point plays in a row And McDonald, just some careless passes.
Yeah,
the last couple of possessions.
Altoona came out and put the pressure on us and are playing man-to-man now.
Free throw short. Grant Smiske pulls down the rebound. 3:48 to go, 23-21. First half lead for McDonald trimmed to 2. They've led by as many as 10. Jordan Secor up top finds Grant Smiske left wing, guarded by Schmoody. Up top, Smiske to Secor, right wing, feed Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier drops down to the right block. Carson Galvez. Galvez back up top. Cooper Mittermeier, NBA 3. That one, no. Offensive rebound. Cooper off the miss to Carson Galvez. And Galvez cleans it up for 2. Good work there in the paint by the McDonald junior. Carson Galvez, 25-21. McDonald with a 4-point lead. Grayson Becker up top by Smiske. Swatted away. A steal by Cooper Mittermeier. One-on-one against Becker. Throws one up high off the glass. No. David Anderson, the flying follow. No. Back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline runner. That one too strong. Grayson Becker going the other way for Altoona. Along the baseline, stepped on that end line. The pace picking up just a bit here. 2:48 remaining first half, 25-21. McDonald with the lead. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Galvez to inbound to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper across the logo, left side, David Anderson. Anderson up top to Cale Holm. Holmes swings over left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier holding, backing up, finds Carson Galvez. Galvez probing along the right side, back up top, Cooper. Mittermeier to Cale Holm, right wing. Cale against Grayson Becker. Jabbing to Cooper Mittermeier up top. McDonald trying to work out some spacing up top here, right side, Jordan Secor. Secor fires it down, right block extended, jab step, Carson Galvez. Galvez gets his man up in the air, has his shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. And that will send Carson Galvez to the line, shooting 2 with 2:11 to play in a 25-21 game. McDonald with a 4-point lead. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Galvez remains perfect at the line, 3 for 3. As he has 9 points, a chance to hit double digits in the first half for Carson. Sub coming in, Sawyer Van Vliet, the junior for Altoona. And he will check in for Hibbard. Galvez, second free throw coming up with 2:11 on the clock. Late going first half, 5-point lead for McDonald, 26-21. Carson's free throw is good. He has 10 points in the first half. And a perfect 4 for 4 from the foul line. Grayson Becker across the timeline. Donald again still in his zone. Look, whistle and a foul. Ooh. I think they'll get a little hand check far side of the floor. No, I'm sorry. Offensive foul.
Yep, illegal screening going on out there.
Here's the ball back to McDonald with 2:02 left. Attention, Max alumni, parents, and friends. It's the 10 for 10 Days of Giving. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools by December 31st will be matched $1 for $1 up to $150,000. Gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wargonese, class of 88, with the remaining match provided by anonymous alumnus. More information on that. Feed down to Nathan Hazel. Kick out to Carson Galvez, left corner. Back up top, Cale Holm. Home guarded by Gunderson. Right side, Jordan Secor. Secor against Sinet. Jabbing, pulls up at the right elbow. Slides a bounce pass down to Carson Galvez. Beautiful move as he had his man sealed off. That started with a footwork first from Carson Galvez. He has 12. Oh, my goodness. He had that drop step just perfectly timed.
And he had his guy pinned.
Grayson Becker, foul line jumper, splashed it. Becker starting to heat up here. 29-23, McDonald's lead is 6. Grant Smiske, right side feed, Jordan Secor. He's doubled. Fires a pass to Nathan Hazel. Hazel emits a double team high off the glass and good. Nathan Hazel, the sophomore, his first points.
Max are getting some good looks at some nice, easy baskets by good ball movement.
31-23, McDonald leads by 8. Gunderson to Sinet. Under a minute to play now here, first half. Late going from Minneapolis. Right side, Schmoody for 3. That one comes up well short. Rebound off several people's shins and toes. Hazel eventually corrals it to Grant Smiski. Smiski across the timeline with 43 seconds to play. 31-23 McDonald. Up top, Grant Smiski off the screen from Cale Holm, guarded closely by Grayson Becker. Becker trying to poke it away. Hand off to Carson Galvez. Galvez right wing, driving baseline. Galvez scoops it to Nathan Hazel. Hazel back rim, no, from 6 feet, 23 seconds to play. Carson Galvez took it away again, down low. And a whistle and a foul against Altoona. Again, as we mentioned, that silent scholarship opportunity, one-for-one match, dollar-for-dollar, up to $150,000. This gift provides a silent scholarship for every student, helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. Double your impact. Again, by December 31st, transform lives. Give today during that match up to $150,000. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Together we can make a difference. Go Max. Sawyer Van Vliet checks out. Austin Worth in. 6'6" comes in as Mason Bussey, 6'5", big man for McDonald, on the floor as well. 20.8 seconds to play. Carson Galvez, free throw, front rim, no. Mason Bussey almost pulled it down. Long rebound, tapped out, and Cale Holm ends up with it. Jordan Sikora, right wing, with 16 seconds to play. McDonald looking like they might hold for a final shot here, leading 31-23. Sikora driving baseline, fires it to Mason Bussey. Bussey lost it along the baseline, bodies all over the place, and out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald. 5.7 seconds left.
See what they can do here on this court.
31-23 our score. Altoona now presumably the final possession of the game, and McDonald coming out with some pressure. Gunderson racing across the timeline. Gunderson with three. Gunderson with two. Wide jumper left side. No, comes up short. Gunderson, a good job getting that one off. But at the half, our score, McDonald 31, Altoona 23. We've had a fun first half here at the Target Center in Minneapolis. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 here on WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. This is Max Basketball.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to halftime. Non-conference action between your McDonald Central Max and the Altoona Railroaders. McDonald with the 8-point lead at the break, 31-23. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Really cool that the JV gets to play yes. on this Target Center floor as well, too. So that's the halftime entertainment is a JV basketball game. But we've had, again, a lot of entertainment here in the first half. It's been great.
Yeah, the kids are out there and having this opportunity. It's unbelievable.
We'll take a look at the leading scorers for both sides in a few moments, but your impressions from the first half, again, just game-wise, there were some early jitters. That was our choice and forward keys to the game, but we've seen McDonald start to settle in a little bit. Again, a few turnovers at times, but also the stars starting to come out for Coach Hendricks and Altoona.
Yeah, I mean, the Altoona's kind of settled in a little bit and warmed up and are starting to come on pretty good. 31-23 at halftime, McDonald's ahead by 8 points, so yeah, we'll see how the second half, but I think the McDonald boys did a real nice job in that first half, moving the basketball, getting some really good looks at the basket underneath. Just got to tighten up the offense a little bit. Turnovers, I think the McDonald boys, I had them down for 8 turnovers, which is maybe a little too many coming off there. I had Altoona down for 5, so we'll see how they do coming out here in the second half.
Scoring looked like this. 5 different players scored for Coach Paul Hendricks and the Altoona Railroaders, led by Grayson Becker with 9. And again, a little slower start for the talented sophomore, but he showed why he is a highly regarded prospect in the state. Again, finishing with 9 points in the first half. 7 for Miles Sinnett, 3 for Owen Gunderson, their leading scorer, and 2 for Hunter Hibbert and Connor Gower. On the other side, Coach Schilling has to be pleased. 8 different players scored for McDonald, led by Carson Galvez. Maybe his best first half of the season so far. He had 12 points in the first half, 6 for Jordan Sikora, 3 apiece for Grant Smiski and Cooper Mittermeier, each with a 3-pointer, 2 for Cale Holm, Mason Bussey, and Nathan Hazel, and 1 for Eli Stapp. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO. Over into the left corner, that's Cooper Mittermeier. Sikora right side, Cale Holm. Holm against Becker, junior against sophomore. Drops a pass to Sikora. Sikora driving into the lane, hangs high off the glass and hits for the first basket here in Minneapolis. You're in the inbounds pass. Finds Nathan Hazel in the left corner. The 6'3 sophomore back to Grant Smiski. Fires for 3. Book it. Smiski, the left corner pocket bomb. So a shot actually didn't go up. Smiski right wing to Sikora. Sikora drops it down to David Anderson on the right block. Anderson bodying his man up. Bounce pass, left corner. 3. McDonald Cooper. Likes that left corner. Cooper Mittermeier this time. Up top to Grant. Smiski a bounce to Eli Stepp right wing, working off a screen from Carson Galvez. Gives it back to Carson, right block. Galvez drives in hard, pumps, count the basket, and the foul, another and one for the McDonald junior, Carson Galvez. Oh, bounced awkwardly, Carson Galvez pulls down the rebound to Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Carson, finds Jordan Sikora across the timeline. Again, a much longer court than you're used to in high school. Beautiful nice. Finger roll layup from Jordan Sikora as he scooted down the left side of the lane and extended. Sikora now with 6, tied for a game high. The fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Good defense down low. Yep. Against Gower of Altoona, McDonald comes out of the pack with a basketball. Jordan Sikora, beautiful no-look bounce pass down low. Mason Bussey up and in for 2. A full from Jordan Sikora. And the Max lead back up to 7. Hibbert kicking to the right corner. Sinet has his shot swatted in the right corner. Three-point attempt returned to sender from Cale Holm. Becker, his jumper. Feed down to Nathan Hazel. Kick out to Carson Galvez, left corner. Back up top, Cale Holm. Holm guarded by Gunderson. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora against Sinet. Jabbing, pulls up at the right elbow. Slides a bounce pass down to Carson Galvez. Beautiful move as he had his man sealed off. That started with a footwork first from Carson Galvez. He has 12. Entertaining first half. That's how it sounded here on WOGO. We'll take a three-minute break. Be back with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs at the half. It's the Max leading Altoona 31-23, back in three on WOGO Sports. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
For the Sabres, here comes Joux, though. Counters, moves in.
Goal. Nice.
Allison Joux equals the score. What a piece here in the second.
Carson Galvez down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. Hoop and harm for Carson. He'll go to the line for an end one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball at the half, 31-23, McDonald leading Altoona. Attention Max alumni, parents, and friends. It's the 10 for 10 days of giving. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools by the end of the year, by December 31st, match $1 for $1 up to $150,000. Gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wilgerny's class of 1988, with the remaining match provided by anonymous alumnus. Your gift provides a silent scholarship for every student and helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. Double your impact. Transform lives. Give today. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Together, we can make a difference. Go Max. Now it's time for our halftime tradition. We've never done it in an arena quite this big before. It's Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Well, Ben, just want to make sure that we, you know, get it out there that, you know, this time of year in the military, I can speak personally from experience, that it's just so important to keep these guys in our thoughts and our prayers for what they do for our great country. We'll start off with our son, Glenn Maloney, out at McGuire Air Force Base. Alex Maloney's down at Barksdale, just got back from England doing a little two-month stint over there. Jory Kubishik is up at Eielson Air Force Base. Now, Jory actually lives in the city called the North Pole, so he's up there at the North Pole in Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad, is at Davis-Monthan in Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Passabovi is right here in the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis also in the Air Guard. And Carter Billen, we got to catch up with him. Noah Stewart is a Chi-High grad stationed at Joint Base Bowling out in Washington, D.C. And I got a couple more that I got to catch up with. Noah Christofferson, Ellie Eckes, Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, Matt Pulver, Mason Gadel, John Hayton and Brandon Anderson and Jeff Link and Carter Billen. We got to catch up with those guys. And then we got to get a couple more new names added to this list. So we're going to contact the schools and see if we can't get some of these young men that are going to join our great military that we have out there. And again, this time of year, it's just a great thing to have these guys remembered. They're away from family. I know personally that's tough to do. I have had 2 years over in Okinawa, and my first Christmas is ever away from family. So it's, again, a huge thank you to all of our military.
Again, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, and we would love that list to get longer and longer as the season goes on. So contact Mark, or you can always contact us through WOGO.com if you have a name to add to the list. Well, the varsity team's warming back up here after, again, the JV squad got a chance to play on this NBA floor, which was just a neat moment for them. We're going to step out and take a one-minute break, be back with the second half. It's the Max and the Railroaders on WOGO.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Back to basketball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Back in the WOGO home base in Halley. Shout out and thanks to our board operator and producer, Zach Wycheck. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. As we are here at the Target Center in Minneapolis, home of the Timberwolves, for this non-conference game, your McDonald Central Max against the Altoona Railroaders. Western Clarabelle against the Middle Border. McDonald 3-4 on the season, 1-1 in conference play. Altoona 2-2 on the year, 1-1 in Middle Border action. 8-point lead for McDonald. They'll start out with the basketball, moving right to left here in the second half. 31-23 is our score. Great to have you with us for some matinee Max hoops here in the final weekend before Christmas. Keep us tuned in as you're out doing that last-minute shopping. Cooper Mittermeier driving baseline, draws a whistle and a foul. That one going against Connor Schmoody. That is the first team foul of the second half for the Railroaders.
And Schmoody, that was his third, maybe. I don't know if I have it right. I don't see the foul totals up there.
And it is three. That's confirmed with our official statistician. Cooper Mittermeier free throw is good. Mittermeier has 4 points in the game. Hit that left corner three, as you heard in our halftime highlights. Mittermeier back on the line. Free throw is perfect. And just thinking about how cool it probably is for these kids to say, I'm standing in the same spot that Ant-Man and so many others, you know, for the Timberwolves are shooting their free throws, and where Steph Curry will be tonight. So just... again, yeah, a neat experience, too, just kind of geeking out about it along with the kids. Is there's an elbow jumper from the right wing. Grayson Becker now into double digits. Again, he is a talent. This sophomore for Altoona has 11 points. 33-25. The McDonald lead is 8. Set 10 for just a moment. Carson Galvez kick out. Cale Holm for his first three. Left corner, yes! Beautiful. McDonald likes that left corner tonight on either side of the floor. And Cale Holm has 5. Long lead pass out to Grayson Becker. He wasn't looking for it. And Altoona looking for a little bit more communication. McDonald with their largest lead of the afternoon, 36-25. 1 minute gone by here in the second half. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Right side feed Jordan Sikora against Sinet. Sikora looking for Carson Galvez, who's trying to post up Schmoody down there. And Schmoody with the four fouls, they get it down, or with the three fouls, rather, get it to Galvez. Galvez pumps and blocked, but there's a whistle and a foul, and that's 4 on Schmoody. Gower's going to come in for Altoona, presumably for Schmoody. Gower, the 6'2" sophomore. Talk about this sophomore class for Altoona. They've got some players. 16:46 to go here in the second half. Carson Galvez, being at the line is a familiar spot for him as he comes up short on this free throw. Started out hitting his first 4 in a row. Gower comes in for Schmoody. And Carson Galvez back at the line, trying to split this pair of free throws. He had a game-high 12 in the first half. The junior's free throw comes up short. Mason Bossy pulls down the offensive rebound, collapsing in. Throws it to Jordan Sikora, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Sinet of Altoona.
Yeah, Mason does a good job down there.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Carson Galvez to inbound, finds Cale Holm in the left corner, throws high up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier near the Timberwolves logo at midcourt against Gunderson. Throws to Cale Holm. Holm now in rhythm for another three. That one comes up short. Rebound bat around, and Carson Galvez gobbles it up. Back to Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing. Mittermeier jabbing, probing, back up top, swings around Jordan Sikora right side in front of the gathered fans from Altoona and McDonald on the far side of the floor here. Carson Galvez. Kick out. Cooper Mittermeier right corner. Mittermeier back to Carson. Carson jabbing against Gower. Kick out to Cooper Mittermeier right corner three. That one comes up short. Long rebound on the floor for it is Gunderson, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Altoona's Gower. Dives for the loose ball but hits the sideline.
Good hustle over there by both teams.
Minute 58 gone by here, second half. McDonald holds a 36-25 lead. Inbounds into the backcourt. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier across the timeline. Left side feed Jordan Sikora. Sikora, one dribble, shoots it over to Carson Galvez. Galvez jabbing, driving in hard. Galvez high off the glass. No, another offensive rebound. Mason Bussey bowls on his way for 2. Mason Bussey with 4. That's another big offensive rebound for the McDonald 6'5" center. Sinet up top to Grayson Becker. Becker, the lone Altoona player in double digits up top. Gunderson, high post feed to Gower. Back to Becker. Becker driving baseline, lost it off of the shoe of Carson Galvez, but they're going to call Carson with a blocking foul.
Yeah.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 38-25, McDonald 15-27 to go here first half. Inbounds to Grayson Becker. He elevates, can't get a floater to fall. From 6 feet out, Jordan Sikora steams out of there with the rebound. Shoots it to Cooper Mittermeier. NBA 3 wide right open. Corner, yes!
Wide open.
Cooper Mittermeier, a big-time shot for McDonald. Opens up a 16-point lead, 41-25. Grayson Becker between a couple players. No, good defense there. Mason Bussey standing tall. Long feet ahead to Cale Holm. Touch pass, Cooper Mittermeier, right baseline. Fires it to Holm. Holm, opposite side for 3. No, offensive rebound, Cooper Mittermeier. Oh, McDonald moving the ball very quickly there. It just wouldn't go down. Good look, and Cooper Mittermeier up top. Again, cleaning the offensive glass. We really need a window cleaning sponsor now that I think of it. If there are any out there.
Yeah.
Or power washing, that would work as well. Carson Galvez, right corner, backing down his man. Galvez in the paint, pulls up the dribble, back up to Cale Holm with 14 and a half minutes to go. McDonald leading 41-25. Here the Target Center Minneapolis non-conference game. Cale Holm falling away for three. Back rim, no. Mason Bussey couldn't quite track down the offensive rebound. Altoona now has numbers. Gunnarsson down the left side of the lane. Hangs high off the glass. No. Bussey fighting Gower for the rebound. Gower floats it out to Gunnarsson. Falling away for three. Left wing. Side of the rim, no. Carson Galvez gobbles up the rebound. Fighting Gower and spins and finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier push ahead to Jordan Sikora. Sikora hanging in the air. High off the glass. No. Drew the foul. That one going against Sinet. You're seeing the athleticism start to come out for both of these teams now. The way they're running.
They're pushing the ball up and down the floor rather quickly.
Sikora at the line shooting two with 14:02 to play. That was the third team foul of the second half for the Railroaders. Jordan Sikora free throw is good. He has seven. That's his first points of the second half. Second free throw attempt coming up for the McDonald senior, Jordan Sikora. Free throw away and perfect. Sikora sits at 8 points within a bucket of being the second McDonald player into double digits. 43-25. McDonald continuing to extend the largest advantage of the game. Up by 18 now. Grayson Becker pulls up from the foul line. He likes that spot, but it rattles in and out. Jordan Sikora, the rebound taken away from him, but McDonald still retrieves. Cale Holm, quick trigger out of three. Left corner, count it! Cale Holm might have got an end one there, too. They don't have the call. A whistle and a foul as Grayson Becker going hard the other way will draw some contact with 13:35 to play. The way Cale went down in that far corner, I thought maybe they would give him an end one and a chance for a four-point play. 46-25, McDonald up 21. Grayson Becker again back at the line, shooting two. See what they call that foul on for McDonald.
It was on Jordan.
First free throw is good for Grayson Becker. So he has 12. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Grayson Becker looking for a pair of makes here, and he's good on the second as well. Carson Galvez now inbounding against full court pressure. Inbounds to Cale Holm. Holm's trapped. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier floats one down to Jordan Sikora. One-on-one down the lane, and he's fouled. Gower.
No, he passed it.
Gower trying to make sure there's not an easy layup. And Coach Henrik's saying it's a foul on the ground, and I think he's probably accurate in that.
It should be just a foul on the ground.
And the officials are conferring here. And it should be McDonald basketball underneath the hoop, and it will be. Again, they've done a nice job a couple times, too, collaborating here, making sure they get the call right. And that foul going against Gower. Coach Paul Henricks is being very helpful with the officials to make sure they get the call right and who it's on. Inbounds thrown away by McDonald as Cooper Mittermeier. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay. It is Altoona basketball.
Yep.
I was going to say, it looked like a throwaway by McDonald. There was a brief conference about whether it was tipped. It was not. So back to the Railroaders with 13:27 to go. They've got some work to do, down 19, but a lot of game time left, and you know they can shoot. Sawyer Van Vliet right side. Flips over to Gower along the right baseline, drops to Becker. Becker from 15-foot pulls the trigger and hits. And he's got a smooth shot.
Yes, he is.
Carson Galvez throws it away. A steal by Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson off the glass and good. He now has five. Another turnover by McDonald. No. Cale Holm able to retrieve it in the far corner to Jordan Sikora. Sikora high to the glass. No. His shot missed and pulled down by Grayson Becker. Altoona wants to run. Throw ahead to Sinet. Sinet high off the glass and in. I'm thinking McDonald will want a timeout here.
Not yet.
46-33. Their lead trimmed. They were up 21 moments ago. Cooper Mittermeier across the timeline. And a whistle and a reach-in foul on Owen Gunnarsson. Altoona ratcheting up the heat here. And again, maybe that's probably the difference between what I would say and what Coach Schilling's experience says, is sometimes he deems it better to just let them work out the kinks a little bit. Let them play it out sometimes rather than stopping momentum with the timeout. We'll see how his boys respond here. Carson Galvez botting up in the paint, high off the glass, no. Long rebound out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora up top to Cooper Mittermeier, right wing against Miles Sinet. Maintaining the dribble, bounce to Cale Holm. Holm for three, right wing, got another one, and there's the end one, a chance for a four-point play for Cale Holmes. Oh, Cale Holmes starting to heat up.
Becker. He's got a smooth shot, too, and such a quick shot. As soon as he gets the ball, he's shooting.
49-33. Cale Holmes to help McDonald reach the half-century mark. Free throw? Yes. A four-point play for Cale Holmes. And it's 50-33. McDonald, their lead back up to 17 as Nathan Hazel, the 6'3" sophomore forward, number 22, checks in for Mason Bussey. And Bussey doing a great job in the paint today. Still lots of game left here. 12-26. Grayson Becker, right wing. Back up top to Sinette. The work down to Van Vliet. To Gower, finds Becker at the elbow. Kick out Van Vliet. Van Vliet driving hard, comes up short with a layup. Jordan Sikora pulls down the rebound. Sikora picked up his dribble, needs some help here, and throws a jump pass to Carson Galvez. Coach Schilling took a timeout first.
Full timeout.
We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. 12:06 to play here in the second half. Max lead. The Railroaders of Altoona 50-33. Again, only one third of the way through the second half, and Altoona has ratcheted up the pressure here. Cooper Mittermeier breaks that pressure across the timeline. Floats it over to Jordan Sikora, then gets it back near midcourt. Right side, Cale Holmes, who just had that 4-point play. He's hit two threes in a row. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier driving hard down the paint, lost the pass, and coming the other way is Sinette. Grayson Becker, foul line jumper, rattles it in. He's just about unstoppable from inside 15 feet. 50-35. Lead is 15 for McDonald. Mittermeier across the timeline against Gunderson. Backs it out near the logo at midcourt, 11:24 to play. Right side, Carson Galvez thought about the three, instead working hard into the paint. Pulls it up just inside the foul line, back out to Cale Holmes. Holmes right side, Carson Galvez. Reach-in foul. I think they'll get Van Vliet for that one.
Yep.
And I think that was the last one that Altoona had to give. No, I believe that's the seventh, actually. Grant Smiski in for McDonald. Cale Holmes out. Again, scoreboard showing that's the seventh foul, and so McDonald should be shooting a one-and-one.
Yep,
there we
yep.
go. And the officials on top of that. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long-overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com, 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com. Carson Galvez sitting at 12 points, free throw, comes up short. 11:09 to play. Altoona down 15 to your McDonald, Max. 7 minutes into the second half. Gunderson up top, finds Sinette. Now back to Gunderson. Left-handed pass to Sinette, left wing. Gunderson up top, but David Anderson about to check back in for McDonald. Right side, Van Vliet. At the high post, Grayson Becker. Becker puts his shoulder down, pulls between a couple defenders, and scores off the glass and good.
I don't even know how he did that.
13-point game. Grant Smiski is doubled in the backcourt. Smiski looking for help. Left-handed dribble drive across the timeline. Smiski works himself out of a jam there. Grant back up top to Jordan Sikora. Hands back off to Grant Smiski. Left side, Sikora. 10:23 to go. Jordan Sikora at the foul line. Back out, Cooper Mittermeier. Carson Galvez, right wing. Galvez puts it on the floor with the left hand. Drops it down to Nathan Hazel. Hazel doubled in the paint. Scoots out. Grant Smiski for a three, right wing. Rims in and out. Fight for the rebound. Gower wins that battle for Altoona. Good position. Gunderson bobbling a bit to Van Vliet. 15-foot jumper. Baseline is an air ball. Grant Smiski saves it into Hazel. Nathan Hazel, the sophomore. Across the timeline with Gower in pursuit. Hazel had it knocked away from him. Retrieves along the baseline. Back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Has his shot swatted away. Fight for the loose ball. It's still loose with Becker rolling on the floor and able to push it out to Gower. Gower shovels it ahead and Carson Galvez takes it away from McDonald. To Nathan Hazel. Somebody needs to get things organized on one of these teams.
The big scrum going on
Oh, my goodness. And again, the officials just kind of saying, oh, well, let them play it out a bit here. There are bodies flying and rolling everywhere. Hazel driving baseline. Goes in hard. His shot blocked, but a foul. And Nathan Hazel will go to the line shooting two. 9:21 left to play here in the second half. 50-37. McDonald up 13. They've led by as many as 21. Nathan Hazel sitting at 2 points. He'll be shooting two. First free throw is good. Well, White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 51-37 McDonald. Nathan Hazel looking to make it a two-for-two trip here to the foul line. Second free throw for the 6'3" sophomore is perfect. Good stroke there for Nathan. 52-37. Gunderson across the logo. Back up top to Gunderson. Gunderson finds Hibbard. Hibbard working the pivot. Kick out to Michaels. Michaels in the paint. Nice bounce pass down low. Block by David Anderson. And a whistle and a foul down low against McDonald. But Anderson denying a reverse layup attempt. Still Van Vliet will earn a trip to the foul line. Exactly 9 minutes to play as we are at the halfway point of the second half. Sawyer Van Vliet, the junior, looking for his first points. He'll be shooting two short on the first free throw. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the max. Van Vliet, second free throw. That one's good. Sawyer Van Vliet, his first points for Altoona, 52-38. Halfway through the second half, 14-point lead for McDonald. Again, full court pressure from the Railroaders. Jordan Sikora against Miles Sinet. Crosses over, goes across the timeline. Low bounce pass in the right corner, Cooper Mittermeier. Back up top, Jordan Sikora. 8:49 and counting. Grant Smiski up top against Ethan Michaels.
Back off.
Smiski, the senior, floats it right side. Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier right side. Mittermeier knocked away from him by quick hands from Owen Gunderson out of bounds to McDonald. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Grayson Becker back out there after a very brief breather. Jordan Sikora, right corner, matched up against Becker. Sikora, the senior, against Becker, the sophomore. Sikora picked up his dribble, finds Grant Smiski. Smiski puts it on the floor with the right hand. Down the lane, kick out Mason Bussey. Bussey right block extended back to Grant Smiski. Couple jab steps down near the three-point line. Finds Cooper Mittermeier falling away for three. Rattles in and out. Long rebound to Altoona. Grayson Becker with it. Becker across the timeline right side. Becker again is really heated up in the second half. High off the glass. No rebound pulled down by David Anderson. Speaking of people who can hop.
Ooh.
Anderson and Becker, you'd like to see a jump off or a dunk contest with those two.
Yes.
7:57 and counting left here in the second half. Ethan Michaels trying to jab it away from Grant Smiski. A whistle and a foul down low. I think they may get Hibbard with that one, battling with Mason Bussey. Miles Sinet will check into the game. Owen Gunderson will take a break. 7:51 to play. That was the ninth team foul against Altoona. So double bonus after this for McDonald, but still a 1-1 here, and Cooper Mittermeier will have that opportunity. Mittermeier, the senior, with his team leading 52-38, is perfect on the first free throw. So it's two free throws on every foul the rest of the way for the McDonald Max as David Anderson checks out, Grant Smisky checks out, both with some good minutes. Cale Holm and Carson Galvez back in. Original starting five on the floor for McDonald. Galvez, Mittermeier, Holm, Sikora, and Bussey. Cooper Mittermeier, the second free throw, trying to give his team a 16-point lead. And rims it out. Carson Galvez had it for a moment on an offensive rebound. Couldn't quite hold on to it. Miles Sinet across the timeline to Grayson Becker. Becker right wing back out to Sinet. 7:40 to go. 53-38 McDonald. Here at the Target Center in Minneapolis. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Sinet far side. Drops to Becker. Becker pulls up from beyond the foul line. Wow. Good again. Wow.
Full timeout, Altoona.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. McDonald leads by 15. Altoona making a push here on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
For the Sabres, here comes Joux, though. Counters, moves in.
Goal. Nice.
Allison Joux equals the score of one apiece here in the second.
Carson Galvez down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. Hoop and harm for Carson. He'll go to the line for an end one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Seven minutes, 22 seconds remaining here in McDonald's non-conference test against the Altoona Railroaders. Second to last game of 2024. Grayson Becker, 9 points in the first half. He's now up to 21 for the game. McDonald leads 53-40. I'll correct myself again as that last basket hadn't been accounted for. So a 13-point advantage for the Max. They've led by as many as 21. Cooper Mittermeier out at the NBA three to Jordan Sikora left wing. 7:05 to go. Austin Worth, 6'6", is coming to the game for Altoona, adding some height in the middle. Jordan Sikora, left wing, with 6:54 to go to Cale Holm. Holm shoots it to the left elbow. Cooper Mittermeier, long three, right side rims in and out. Carson Galvez had the rebound for a moment, but Altoona retrieves. Ahead to Becker, look out. He goes in for a right-handed slam.
Yeah.
Now 23 for Becker.
Inevitable.
Figured it would happen at some point. 53-42. Altoona again within getting this into single digits with another bucket here. Max have to figure out an answer to this relentless pressure from the Railroaders. 6:22 to play. Cale Holm left wing. Long cross-court skip. Jordan Sikora passes up the three. Pass down low to Sikora. Excuse me, to Carson Galvez. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier passes up the NBA three to Cale Holm. Holm driving baseline, tough 15-foot jumper, and that one comes up well short. Now Becker on the run again. Becker, blocking foul called on Cooper Mittermeier, who got the worst of that collision.
Yeah.
And Mittermeier will pick himself up, but he took a hard fall there as Becker going full speed ahead. Fourth whistle against McDonald. 6:01 to go here in the game. 53-42, the Max lead by 11. And they were up by 21, and the Railroaders clawing their way back. Inbounds to Worth, back up top to Gunderson. Finds Sinet. Sinet back out to Gunderson, drops to Becker, who's had the hot hand to say the least. Out to Sinet. Sinet for three. Gunderson, excuse me. And the miss. Rebound knocked right back to Gower, and he misses a point-blank bunny. Now a whistle underneath, and the foul call on Gower, I believe.
Yeah.
And that will send McDonald to the other side. Oh, I'm sorry. That call was on Worth.
Yeah.
And McDonald will now shoot the double bonus with 5:43 remaining, leading 53-42. And Jordan Sikora will shoot those free throws. Attention, Max, alumni, parents, and friends. It's the 10 for 10 Days of Giving. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools by December 31st will be matched $1 for $1 up to $150,000. First free throw for Jordan Sikora, back rim. Gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wargernese, class of 88, with the remaining match provided by an anonymous alumnus. Your gift provides a silent scholarship for every student and helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. Second free throw, too long as well. Mason Bocci almost pulled down the rebound, knocked out of bounds, and going to Altoona. Again, double your impact, transform lives, give today. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Together we can make a difference. Go Max. McDonald needing some defensive pressure here. Leading by 11, 5.5 to go. Altoona making a run. Gunderson right wing. He's doubled. Slides a bounce pass to Gower. Gower, kick out. Sinet left side. Sinet pulls up for three. That one back rim. Rebound pulled in by Mason Bussey to Cooper Mittermeier. Again, any foul, put McDonald on the line twice. Long lead feed ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. A post pattern from Cale Holm, and he lays it in for two. Good look there from Cooper.
Yep,
senior
nice
to junior.
Fine.
Grayson Becker pulls the trigger on another jumper from the foul line. No, rebound batted through a couple pairs of hands and back to Altoona. Tipped pass, Gower has it down low, up and in for two. 55-44, basket for basket answer there. 4:49 to go here in the game. Sikora across the timeline to Cale Holm. Holm up top, Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald up 11, 55-44. Holm in the left corner, long cross-court skip. Carson Galvez ends up with it in the right corner and back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier at that Target Center logo. Jordan Sikora gets his man in the air, drops down to Cale Holm. Holm wide open for three, left corner, book it for Cale. Oh, goodness, you cannot leave a shooter that wide open.
Nope.
Cale Holm, his third triple of the night. 4:14 left to play. McDonald up 58-44. Grayson Becker against Carson Galvez. Drives on him high off the glass. Counted and a foul. Goodness gracious. Grayson Becker. 25 points unofficially here. Cale Holm picks up the foul. 58-46. 12-point game. And Becker can make it an 11-point deficit for Altoona once again. And again, you'd figure on a make here. They'll be pressuring full court.
Yeah. 4:04 on the clock.
Becker again, who had 9 in the first half, now 25. And it'll stay at 25 as the free throw missed, but an offensive rebound by Gunderson. Gunderson throws it away. Carson Galvez, a one-on-two, and Galvez lost the handle. Cale Holm helpfully retrieves, trailing behind him. And McDonald pushes it out to Jordan Sikora. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier in the corner. Mittermeier, hesitation dribble. Cale Holm for another three. Rips in and out from the right corner.
That was halfway down.
Gunderson across the logo with 3:40 to play. Left side, Sinet. Sinet at the high post, out to Gunderson. Gunderson trying to split a couple McDonald defenders. Tough shot along the baseline. That's an air ball rebound to Jordan Sikora. Sikora across the timeline. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier. He's all alone for three. That one too long. Offensive rebound, big Mason. Bussey. Up hard, too strong, high off the glass. Lost his footing for a moment there, it looked. Feed into the corner. Good look at a three for Altoona. No, that one a miss, and Jordan Sikora can't quite corral the rebound. Gower goes up. He misses point blank. Gower fighting for it along the baseline. Out of bounds to McDonald. 3:01 remaining, 58-46. Still a 12-point lead for the Max. Facing full court pressure, inbounds to Jordan Sikora. Sikora races toward the timeline. Becker and Gower try to trap him, floating a pass to Carson Galvez. Galvez right side outside the NBA three to Jordan Sikora right wing. Cooper Mittermeier up top against Grayson Becker, number three against number three.
McDonald will just kind of
Jordan Sikora
clock.
Down the lane, hangs, can't hit, comes up short. Gower with the rebound. 2:38 to play. Gunderson across the timeline for the Railroaders. Gunderson driving into the paint, scoops one down low to Hibbard. Hibbard's doubled, goes up strong, no. Rebound batted out of bounds, last touch by the Max with 2:28 to play. .228 on the clock, and Gunderson to inbound, two at the blocks, two at the elbows of the lane, that wider lane Here, of course, in the NBA, inbounds to Sinnett, left wing. Gower finds Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson touch pass down low. Gunnarsson gets it back and standing on the sideline.
Oh.
Turnover unforced error by the Railroaders. We'll send it back to McDonald. 2:20 now on the clock.
Hasn't been a whole lot of turnovers from either team in the second half.
58-46, our score. McDonald with a 12-point advantage. They led by 8 at the half, have led by as many as 21 here in the second half. Altoona went on a run. McDonald trying to respond. Cooper Mittermeier doubled in the backcourt, able to get it back after his pass is tipped. Floats it ahead to Carson Galvez. McDonald with numbers. Cale Holm wide open for 3 left corner. He got another one. Cale Holm likes the target center. Grayson Becker, kick to the right side. Sinnett repositions out to Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson for 3. That's good. Over a leaping Jordan Sikora. Gunnarsson, his second 3. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out, be back after this on WOGO Sports, back in 60 seconds.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Minneapolis, Target Center, site of this Western Clover Belt versus Middle Border non-conference game. Max lead the Railroaders of Altoona, 61-49, 12-point lead. Inbounds to Cooper Mittermeier with a minute 55 left. Mittermeier, bounce pass to Jordan Sikora, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Sikora. And Altoona's pressure pays off. They'll look to make a push here.
Running out of time, 1:50 on the clock.
Gunnarsson across the timeline. He just hit that 3. Gunnarsson pulls it up at the right block, falling away. Jumper, no. Rebound to Jordan Sikora. Again, double bonus, so McDonald will go to the line twice on any free throws. Grant Smisky on any fouls, I should say. And there's that foul from Gunnarsson with a minute 34 left, and that will send Grant Smisky to the line shooting 2. Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. First free throw, perfect, rippling the nets for Grant Smisky. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. 4 points for Grant Smisky. Second free throw is good as well. Hitting a pair of free throws there, the McDonald senior. Makes it a 14-point advantage, 63-49. Grayson Becker driving right baseline. Fall away from 15. No. Rebound to Grant Smisky. Smisky keeping the head up. Floats it to Jordan Sikora. Over the shoulder catch. He lost it. Saves inbounds. Back to Cale Holm near midcourt. Left side, Carson Galvez in the corner. Galvez, pass tipped back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline. Out to Carson. Grant Smisky right side. Minute 5 to play, and Smisky will go to the line shooting 2 again as a foul comes with a minute 4 officially. That one from Hibbard. McDonald knows the job in front of them now. Again, take your time. Make free throws. As Grant Smisky will go to the line again shooting a pair, sitting at 5 points. First free throw rattles all around the rim and in. 64-49 McDonald. Smisky looking to stay perfect. The foul line comes up short on the second attempt. Gunnarsson goes high for the rebound. 1 minute exactly left on the floor for both of these teams. A great opportunity to play on an NBA court. Sinnett twisting drive off the glass and good. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
A strong afternoon performance for McDonnell as they lead 64-51 over the Altoona Railroaders with 51.7 seconds remaining. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Max inbounding against full court pressure. Carson Galvez running the baseline. Finds Cooper Mittermeier, and Cooper is fouled as he tries to split a couple defenders, and Cooper will go to the line. Shooting a pair. A lot of McDonnell alum in the crowd here today. We were talking with the Flanagans, Miles Flanagan, Sydney Flanagan, Chloe, of course, a current McDonnell student athlete. Cooper's older brother, Eddie Mittermeier, in the crowd today.
Yeah.
Charlie Jensen as well.
Looks like Aiden Misfeldt sitting over there.
First free throw for Cooper Mittermeier with 49.3 seconds to play. Back rimmed it. Eli Stepp and David Anderson will come in. Carson Galvez and Jordan Sikora will take a seat. So Cooper Mittermeier has hit a couple threes, has 3 points so far from the line. His team holding a 64-51 advantage. Second free throw coming up for the McDonald's senior. And that one on the back rim as well. Gunderson with the rebound. Gunderson across the logo at midcourt. 45 seconds to play. Gunderson off a screen from Becker. Pulls the trigger. Jumper, no. Rims in and out. Eli Stepp pulls down the rebound right in front of Grayson Becker. Stepp whistling a foul down low. 35.4 to play. And Eli Stepp, who has 1 point on the night from the foul line, will go to the line shooting a pair here with 35.4 seconds left. McDonald a chance to even their record at 4-4 after playing a very tough non-conference slate here in December and late November. Steph, they'll stay down on the first. Free throw for Eli. Front rim, no. So McDonald leaving a few points here at the line at the end. Eli will get another opportunity here. Again, his team holding on to a 13-point lead. Second free throw is good. That one looking smooth for Eli. He has a point in each half. 34 seconds left. 65-51 McDonald. Becker down the lane, high off the glass and good. 27 unofficially for Grayson Becker. Cooper Mittermeier doubled along the baseline. Steal by Becker. Becker drives in hard. He has 29. Timeout Altoona. 65-55 with 17.3 seconds left. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 60 seconds.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald basketball. 17.3 seconds to play. McDonald up 10, inbounding against full court pressure. Cooper Mittermeier trapped in the right corner, looking for help all the way across the floor. Finds Eli Stepp. Stepp across the timeline with 10 seconds left. And McDonald will now dribble this one out as Altoona will concede. 3, 2, and 1. We hit triple zeros. On the clock at the Target Center in Minneapolis, your final score, the McDonald Max 65, the Altoona Railroaders 55. A great experience for both teams, great non-conference test. And we head you now to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Again, McDonald beats Altoona by 10. Back in two.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
For the Sabres, here comes Judo. Counters, moves in.
Goal. Nice.
Allison Judo equals the score. What a piece here in the second.
Carson Galvez down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. Hoop and harm for Carson. He'll go to the line for an and-one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Neat moment here after the game as both teams gathering on that Timberwolves logo at midcourt here at the Target Center, and a lot of pictures being taken on the far side of the floor from all those fan bases who made the trip over here. And again, thank you so much to Matt Barr of the Timberwolves and our hosts here. And we'll get a few thoughts from you and then go through our post-game highlights, see if we can talk with head coach Adam Schilling as well.
Yeah, I mean, a great, great game. I thought the McDonald boys played a really good game. Good way to kind of end the pre-Christmas break, and our announcer's taken off there, Mr. Galvez, so he probably enjoyed himself here too, having that opportunity to have that microphone on the Timberwolves court here. But I thought the McDonald boys played a really good game. I mean, they had 8 turnovers in the first half, but in the second half, I only had them down for about 3.
And so they were really facing some incredible pressure there.
Yes. So I thought they did a good job taking care of the basketball, keeping everything under control. And it seems like, you know, without Becker over there on the Altoona side, who just lit it up today, he was their leading scorer by a wide margin.
He had 20 in the second half unofficially.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to see how everything would have turned out without him scoring so much. But again, Cale kind of opened up in the second half, nailing a couple threes in the second half. Carson was kind of hot in the first half and kind of cooled off in the second half. And actually, some of those guys did a great job down there. Could have had a few more free throws along the way, but great opportunity for these guys. And now we're watching things. I mean, these guys just get on it. They're setting up the TVs up there on top of the scoreboards, and they got a lot of things going on here. So hopefully they don't kick us out real soon, Caleb.
Well, we'll give you now the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can give her a call at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. 8 different players scored for McDonald. 6 different players scored for Altoona, 9 for Grayson Becker in the first half. He ended up with a game-high 29 as he was just unstoppable in the second half. 29 points for Becker, 29 of their 55. Owen Gunderson with 8, 11 for Miles Sinnett, the only other Altoona player in double digits. 4 for Connor Gower, 2 for Hunter Hibbard, and 1 for Sawyer Van Vliet. As Altoona now 2-3 on the season, still 1-1 in the middle border. McDonald 4-4 on the season, 1-1 still in conference play. 8 different players scored, 8 scored in the first half, and again maintaining that balances all those 8 players scored in the second half other than Carson Galvez, who had a game-high 12 points in the first half. He finished with a 12 second-leading score for McDonald, but Cale Holm, 15 of his team-high 17 points in the second half, including 4 threes. So 17 for Cale Holm, 12 for Carson Galvez, 9 for Cooper Mittermeier, and 8 for Jordan Secor, who was strong on both ends of the floor, and 6 for Grant Smisky, 4 apiece for Nathan Hazel and Mason Bussey, and 2 for Eli Stepp. Again, this is the Post Glass post-game show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Not for sure if we'll be able to talk with head coach Adam Schilling or not, but we'll see if we're able to. In the meantime, here's how the second half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO Sports as McDonald wins it by 10, 65-55 here of the Altoona Railroaders. 5, the McDonald lead is 8. At 10 for just a moment. Carson Galvez kick out. Cale Holm for his first 3 left corner. Yes!
Beautiful.
McDonald likes that left corner tonight on either side of the floor. And Cale Holm has 5. Galvez jabbing. Driving in hard. Galvez high off the glass. No, another offensive rebound. Mason Bussey rolls on his way for 2. Your first half. Inbounds to Grayson Becker. He elevates. Can't get a floater to fall. From 6 feet out, Jordan Secor steams out of there with a rebound. Shoots it to Cooper Mittermeier. NBA 3 right corner, yes!
Wide open.
The game. Up by 18 now. Grayson Becker pulls up from the foul line. He likes that spot, but it rattles in and out. Jordan Secor, the rebound taken away from him, but McDonald still retrieves. Cale Holm, quick trigger out of 3. Left corner, count it! Cale Holm might have got an N1 there, too. They don't have the call. Wing. Against Miles Sinnett. Maintaining the dribble, bounce to Cale Holm. Holm for 3, right wing, got another one! And there's the N1, a chance for a 4-point play for Cale Holm. Back up top to Gunderson. Gunderson finds Hibbard. Hibbard working the pivot. Kick out to Michaels. Michaels in the paint, nice bounce pass down the block by David Anderson. And a whistle and a foul left side. Sinnett pulls up for 3. That one back rim, rebound pulled in by Mason Bussey to Cooper Mittermeier. Again, any foul, put McDonald on the line twice. Long lead feed ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. A post pattern from Cale Holm, and he lays it in for 2. Ends up with it in the right corner and back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier at that target center logo. Jordan Secora gets his man in the air, drops down to Cale Holm. Holm wide open for 3, left corner, book it for Cale. Oh, goodness, you cannot leave a shooter that wide open.
Nope.
Cale Holm, his third triple of the night. Altoona went on a run. McDonald trying to respond. Cooper Mittermeier doubled in the backcourt. Able to get it back after his pass is tipped. Floats it ahead to Carson Galvez. McDonald with numbers. Cale Holm wide open for 3 left corner. He got another one. Cale. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com as McDonald wins a good non-conference battle against a very talented Altoona team, 65-55. Again, this is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And again, just with the way things are set up, not sure if we'll be able to talk with head coach Adam Schilling here, as I think they kind of have to hustle them out and probably get them through the locker rooms and such and get on to looks like a youth basketball game here. And then, of course, the main event tonight is going to be the Golden State Warriors coming to face the Minnesota Timberwolves. But again, thank you so much to the youth basketball director, Matt Barr, with the Timberwolves, who's standing in front of us. Just a gracious host and keeping things running very smoothly. And a phenomenal experience here sitting courtside at the Target Center, being able to enjoy a McDonald win that gets them back to 500. And as Coach Schilling said, that was one of their goals before the game, get back to 500. And then after Christmas, you've got a chance against Clear Lake to hopefully get beyond 500 moving into 2025. And again, with the way they've tested themselves non-conference, that's all you can hope for, I think.
Yeah, the kids just played a really good game. And, you know, as the season goes on, you expect things to kind of pick up a little bit as far as your, you know, turnover ratios and your shooting getting on a little bit better. And I just thought I was a little impressed with Carson Galvez tonight. He played a good post game.
Yes.
You know, he typically sits out at the three-point line, but he's a big enough kid, plays strong enough that, you know, he did a nice job underneath there posting up, you know, making them fight underneath there. Mason Bussey's always underneath there, making them fight down there. So it was good to see those guys picking it up. And, again, you know, now they got a little time off for Christmas, and then, you know, they're right back at it, you know, a week from Thursday. So we'll see them up at McDonald's at the Danny Laramie Classic.
Yeah, contributions all over the place for McDonald, which is always great to see. And again, you're looking to be playing your best basketball in February, and so sometimes it can be a bit of a slog starting up, but we're starting to see, I think, McDonald again finding a little bit more of their groove and getting gear. And again, looking ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, which you can always find at WOGO.com, that Danny Laramie Holiday Classic will have the boys and the girls, the McDonald Max and the Lady Max, in a doubleheader, a split doubleheader, as be a game in between there again because of the tournament. But looking forward to that, both games against Clear Lake. And then on Saturday the 28th, our last WOGO sports broadcast for the calendar year 2024, Mark Halverson on the call, matinee basketball. The Chi-High Lady Cardinals will take on Holman on Saturday afternoon. Then we'll be on to 2025, and again, you get into January, and before that, then it's February, and you're looking at playoffs. And so again, just some exciting things here in local sports. And we appreciate again all of the incredible sponsors making it possible for us to take trips an hour and a half away over here to Minneapolis to be able to cover our boys.
Yes, that worked out really well. And I thought you were going to keep going there, Caleb, with, you know, February, and then it gets into football season.
Yeah,
you know,
so.
kind of piqued me there a little bit, but you stopped at February.
February, and hopefully an extended run in March, too,
yes.
we're hoping for as well,
yes.
too. But again, a great experience here at the Target Center in Minneapolis, and thank them once again for the wonderful opportunity to be here for both the teams and the schools and us as broadcasters as well. Thank you to Zach Wycheck, our board operator and producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good afternoon from the Target Center in Minneapolis. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 65, the Altoona Railroaders 55. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good afternoon from Minneapolis.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Weirsgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO. Go Max. Your sports station.